If not for you, some of us would have been dead by now, would have been forgotten by now, would have ended in reproach by now.
sostiene la.
Lift your hands everywhere you are. Jesus. Thank you. Your hands high in the precious name of Jesus. Lift the hands high and just whisper that name, Jesus. Blessed be your name, Lord. Blessed be your name, Lord. Honor to your name, Lord. Worship to your name. Thank you for all you mean to us. All that you are to us. We worship you. And we honor you. Blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. With your hands I'm giving the praise. With your hands I'm giving the praise. What an atmosphere. Under this atmosphere, healings, deliverances, miracles, everything happens under this climate. And I see them happening right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Help me shake three hands around you and tell them, welcome to the presence of the Lord. To trouble, I like to welcome everyone here this morning in Jesus' precious name. We are here basically for thanksgiving and basically for testimonies. This song, like I told the story of it, I was in a revelation, I was sleeping and seeing us in the church. And I saw somebody leading this song. So powerfully. The anointing was everywhere. And I decided to look. Who among our praise worshippers is leading this song? And what song is this? And I looked and I realized it's none of our praise worshippers. Then I realized that this must have been an angelic being. And when I got out of that revelation, I recorded it. And that song has impacted many lives. One day I was around the Durumi side evangelizing. And I was preaching to a man. And suddenly some people gathered who recognized me. It was in the evening at around 7 p.m. And one of the young men said, "Oh, thank God I'm seeing you. I have your song." And he just played it straight from his phone. 3 days ago, we're coming from Lagos. That's it. Friday. An appeal court judge in one of the zones in the east, the woman, "What do you say? Are you so and so person?" I say, "Yes." He said, "Oh, I downloaded your song, Nare Kele, is touch my life." Then yesterday, I was in Lube here preaching on the street. And a young man ran. While I was preaching, he was playing a song and disturbing the preaching. So I decided to listen. "So, that's our song you're playing, Narekele." He said, "Yes." And the impact is massive here and there. If you haven't been to the YouTube to download it, you can download it, link somebody to it. There are different things that minister to different people. Somebody, it may be a song that will change their lives. And I believe that the yoke shall be broken. Pastor from Houston, Texas, the daughter sang and danced to the song, did choreography for this particular song all the way. And I believe it's a new season for us. Say aloud, amen. This morning is very, very, we have so many things to do, so many exciting and interesting things that God has ahead for us. And the first of it all is vengeance praise. Psalm 149, verse 1 to 9. I want us all, open your Bibles, and we are all going to read it. If you are on your seat, if you have your Bible open, you can stand up. And if you can read all the way on this screen, you can also stand up and let us read it. One, two, go. Psalm 149, verse 1. Let's go. Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel and harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord. Give the Lord a big shout of praise and be seated in the presence of the Lord. I will next read 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 21. 2 Chronicles 20, 21. The Bible says, and when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness, as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. What a help. And when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, they were dead bodies falling to the earth, and none escaped. No enemy and wicked agent of the devil shall escape today. Verse 25 said, and when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance both riches with the dead bodies and precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days in gathering of the spoil. It was so much. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. Very sharp, the scripture confirms, among other things, that praise is a weapon of vengeance. It's a weapon of judgment. Praise is not only a channel of appreciation. Praise does not only grant you divine direction or favor. Is a weapon of vengeance, a weapon of judgment. And what is the impact of praise? Number one, the beautification of God's people. Praise is a tool for the beautification of God's people. Psalm 149 verse 4, it said the Lord will beautify
The Lord taketh pleasure in his people, and he will beautify the meek with salvation. Then he continued, let the saints be joyful. That is, your praise will attack ugly in your life. Your praise will attack the reproach of your life. Your praise will attack the ugliness that the devil wants to impose on your life. The beautification, praise is a tool for the beautification of God's people. Number two, praise is a tool for the execution of vengeance and punishment on the enemies of God's people. Praise is a tool for the execution of vengeance and punishment upon the enemies of God's people. He said the high praises of God in their mouth will put a two-edged sword in their hand. When the praise is in your mouth, the sword is in your hand. The high praises of God is in their mouth, and a two-edged sword is in their hand. When the praise is in your mouth, the sword is in your hand. When the praise is in your mouth, anybody and any force from hell that does not want you to praise God comes under judgment. Praise is a tool. The first one was Psalm 149 verse 4, the beautification. And then this is Psalm 149 verse 6 to 7. Verse 6 to 7. Very, very important. That is why I'm sure that there is judgment that shall be executed this morning. You believe that? Say it loud, amen. Number three, praise is a tool. Or rather, praise is a weapon for the involvement and invitation of the Almighty into the battles of his people. Praise is a tool for the involvement and invitation of the Almighty into the battles of his people. Where we read in 2 Chronicles 20:22, as they began to praise God, Jehovah stepped down into the battle. He caused ambushment. That is why I said that praise is not just a weapon for appreciation. It's a weapon, in fact, of mass destruction. It destroyed the Ammonites massively by inviting and involving God into the battle. Number four, praise is a tool for the establishment of confusion and crisis in the camp of the enemy. It's a tool for the establishment of confusion and crisis in the camp of the enemy. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 23, the Bible says they turned their sword against each other. Everyone helped each other to destroy another. Praise will turn the enemy against themselves. It will make the witch to fight the witch on your behalf. It will make native doctors fight each other because of the people of God. It will make conspirators to begin to collide with each other on the account of God's people. Praise establishes confusion and crisis in the camp of the enemy. And number five, praise is tool for the harvest of resources for God's people. It's a tool for the harvest of resources for God's people. It's a tool for the harvest of resources for God's people. It's a tool for the harvest of resources of God's people. These people began to praise. Not only were their enemies destroyed, but in verse 25 of 2 Chronicles chapter 20, in verse 25, the Bible said that they gathered spoil, they gathered jewels, they gathered precious materials, they gathered after the fight. They didn't go home empty-handed. They went home loaded with resources. Listen, there are some battles that only usher you to harvest. There are times the enemy look for your trouble only to take you to your inheritance. Only to usher you to your destiny. These people fought the fight. At the end of the fight, their hands were loaded, their pockets loaded, their resources loaded. I speak to somebody here this morning. In the next few minutes, as we are going to give God the kind of praise that he will like, I prophesy every ugly garment on your body shall be set on fire, and Jehovah shall beautify your life. I prophesy the execution of vengeance and punishment on any witch, any wizard, any occult man, agent of darkness, everybody that will not let you, that's right, that will not let your life rest. Judgment is coming for them. And every disease in your body, every symptom in your body, everything that is not planted by God in your system shall be judged, shall be judged, shall be judged by the power of your praise. And after this morning, and from this morning, you will see the Almighty inside your battle. You will see Jehovah fighting your battle and taking care of the enemy by himself. Shout the loudest, amen. And what is more? There are those who ganged up against you. Hear this. After this morning, they will now begin to fight each other because of you. That amen is not a good one. There are people who have ganged up and conspired. They have a common enemy. They have a common interest. And that interest was you. Something brought them together. You. So that they can see what they can do to delete you from the land of the living. To eliminate you or to render you irrelevant and inconsequential. If I be of God, I decree this morning, from now, they will do to each other what they were planning for you, what they were planning for your loved ones, what they were planning for your family. I prophesy crisis in the camp of the enemy. They shall fight each other. They shall confront each other. They shall bury each other because of you. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest. Amen. And your battlefield is now becoming your harvest field. This word is for somebody. Where the devil engaged you in battle, in that place you shall connect with harvest. You shall connect with harvest. Your battlefield is now your harvest field. Say amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. This is what we are about to do. What keys do we need for this vengeance praise to happen with fire? Number one, praise God in the beauty of holiness. According to 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 21, it said that we shall praise God in the beauty of holiness, not in the ugliness of iniquity, but in the beauty of holiness, in the beauty of holiness. If there is guilt in your heart, if there is unconfessed sin, if there is anything in your heart that makes you unacceptable before God, you will ask him for mercy right now in the beauty of holiness. Number two, praise him. That was 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 21. Number two, praise him with joyfulness and excitement. Thank God for new songs that God has given to us. He said we should sing a new song unto the Lord. And we should be joyful in praise. Joyful in praise. With joyfulness and excitement. How many of you know that we can learn a lot from children? We learn a lot from children. 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 That's why I say we'll be converted and become like little children. We cannot enter heaven. How many of you know that children don't... A little child does not know how to keep malice. That is a little child. Just now you offended him. Under 3 minutes or four, he's back to you. Adults will pull you to your grave. They will just pursue you. They will keep reminding you every time.
See, in 2015, this was what you did. In fact, I remember 1995, you did the same thing. Children.
When an adult is challenged, he can do four things. You see that? He reverses and avoids the challenge. Or he does nothing. Or he does something. Or he does massive. The last one is what children do. If he's trying to remove something or do something, and the thing is not working, he is there. He gives it everything he has got. Without thinking that this thing can't work, it must work. That's why he can easily tell his father, "Daddy, I will buy you a plane." For him, everything is possible. You should learn from children. Now we have children in our midst here from Destiny Christian Academy. And see how they dance. Most adults are established. Just established. Like just standing. But see them just jumping. And I'm in their company. I visit them in school all the time. Yesterday I was there. And I told them, their head boy, outgoing head boy. I say, I came here to renew my youth. Hallelujah. Excitement. Don't let anything hold you back. Don't even let the devil tell you you have a problem. Why are you dancing? Tell the devil, that is the reason why I'm dancing. To dance it away. That's the reason why I'm celebrating. To knock it out. This is worth battle praise. I am celebrating to celebrate it away. Stand on your feet with a shout. A louder shout of praise. That was our third key. Praising with the dance. Psalm 149 verse 3. Say praising with the dance. Dancing before God is not entertainment. It's a warfare weapon. Praise him with the dance. Praise him excitedly. Praise him celebratiously. And today, as you decide to praise him, every chain of the enemy on your life is broken. If there is a chain on your leg and you move your leg in the dance, that chain must be broken. If there is a chain on your body and you move your body in the dance, that chain must be broken. At the vigil, I told the story of a man who came from Jaws. That man was paralyzed. They brought him from Jaws. And I was dancing and I said, the purpose of the leg is dance. God gave you legs so you can give him dance. And the man stood and said, what? So I'm meant to dance and the devil is... He jacked up himself. I must dance. I must dance. Paralysis died on the spot. Any chain the devil has used to chain your life, this morning it shall be broken. Are you ready to give the Lord 7 minutes? Make it 8. Okay, let's summarize it as 10. Hey! Lift your hands and say, Father, I come before you today. I am about to celebrate you and give you the dance. Vengeance dance. Judgmental praise. Father, as I face you, face my problem. Face my challenge. Face my adversaries. Face my problems. As I face you, face the devil in my life, in my family, in the church, in our nation. Face that devil, Lord, in Jesus' name. Listen, while this celebration is on, if you are sick in body, the sickness will go on the spot. If you are paralyzed, you are blind, deaf, it will go. If you have financials, limitation, marital, whatever it is, the chain will be broken. And I am aware that there are people also with testimonies. From the vigil, some vengeance happened. We have not heard, we need to hear. Today is testimony and thanksgiving service. If there is anything God has done and you have not yet said, let us hear. One of our ministers will be at the back to pick up these testimonies. God bless you. Shake three hands and tell them I want to celebrate God. Let's go. to see this baby dance.
You can dance by yourself without your mother. Good. Go on.
Peter's a call your way. Peter's a call your way. No one, no one, no one.
Will you give him seven hallelujahs? One.